Revolva has a order on this expression. The pasuk says Vavi Eschem Eloi, and the Targum translates that V'karev Yosi L'Pulchani, V'karev Yosi L'Pulchani, and I brought you close to my service. So the idea of bringing close to service, he says, we point out, we use lashon of kurva and avoda together in many places. What's the connection between the idea of kurva and avoda? Avoda is usually understood in the it's a relationship of an eved to a melech. And an eved to a melech, there's really a distance, there's a gap. The relationship of a child to a parent is much closer. And over there, there's no gap. So, but that's not based on service, it's based on the relationship. Whereas an avid, the relationship is based on service, and that itself, as it were, defines it that there's a gap. It's not intrinsic that there's a relationship. The relationship is only through the service, because you're indentured to my service, therefore we have a relationship. So it comes out that that avoida and kurva seem to be that there's some element of a conflict with each other. He doesn't speak out this, the depth of the question. I mean, he just says it's interesting to find that the two of them go together. So there's two arguments how to approach this. I'd like to go with the second one, but there's just, we can say that with Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's different. The only way we really have a relationship with him is through service, and therefore korva to Kadosh Baruch Hu is service. But possibly, and I think that's true, but possibly to take it even a step further, I think that there is that every relationship, if I truly feel the relationship, the depth of the relationship, I want to provide for your needs, I want to give you support, I want to serve you, I want to take care of you, I want to help. If I care, if I truly care, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to in some way want to serve. So service is not necessarily the only element of the relationship, but any kurva should generate a feeling of service as well. So a parent feels a very strong connection with their child, and therefore they feel compelled to take care of the child's needs. A child feels a close relationship with their parents, and the more they become aware of that feeling, the more they want to overcome their natural inclination to atzus, etc., and they will help around the house, do things for their parents, feel good about doing things. A friend to a friend, if I feel close to you, I want to do for you. I want to take care of you. So service is always going to be an outgrowth of kurva. A person says, I feel very close to a person, but I won't do anything for them. So I have kurva, but not avoida. I might convince myself that that's really that such a thing really exists, but in reality, that doesn't exist. If my kurva cannot translate into avoida, if I can't translate my kurva into doing for somebody, I mean, I don't feel that much of a connection that I want to do for them, then I don't really feel close to them. Interesting question. Sometimes there are other reasons a child doesn't do for the parent because they feel inadequate to do so. They question their ability. They have low self-esteem. So that's might be an overriding issue which will undermine the service. But deep down they want to do the service. They just feel that they can't for some reason or other. They feel the parent is demanding whatever they do will not be enough, so they just feel it leaves them with such a emotional angst at the end that they don't start. Yeah, we have such ideas, but it doesn't deny the reality that deep-rooted is the desire of a person that you feel close to is to try in some way to help them, benefit, take care of them, as it were, serve them. Have a good Shabbos.